Welcome back to the Finsiders, and we're pleased to be joined today by Rishard Matthews, wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins, as just a week away from the real offseason program getting going. But Rishard, you're here today at the facility working out. First of all, how's the offseason going, both on the field and off the field?
Off the field is going good. You know, just been preparing myself for what's about to come up. Just been trying to stay focused and getting ready for the next week we have.
Have you had a little bit of fun? I mean, I know we were always talking about that the NFL is nonstop and you always need to be ready for the season, but have you done some stuff away from football that you've been able to enjoy and relax?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I have two dogs at home, so I spend my time with them. Anytime I get off, you know, they're a handful, so I spend all my time with them.
Okay, the off season, you spend a little bit of time away from the facility. Now you're back. Mm-hmm. How's it been, you know, getting back in, not knowing really what the offense is going to be? You're going into a year where you're coming off a lot of receptions for you coming in for Brandon Gibson. How do you approach this offseason compared to maybe last offseason?
Just be more ready, you know, and just put your focus on being more professional on and off the field, you know, off the field, watching film, on the field, you know, doing what the coaches say, you know, I'm excited for what Coach Lazor has in store for us, and we're all excited to get the ball going.
I guess that's the next step, you know, OTAs, mini camp, just to see what this offense is going to be about. But really, with your skill set, don't you feel like you can kind of fit inside, you can fit outside because of the experience you were able to get last season?
Yes, you know, I feel like I can fit wherever the coaches want me to fit. You know, we got some new additions, you know, and with Lamar coming back, and we got Noshon. So, you know, I'm excited, real excited to see what Coach Lazor has in store.
Rishard Matthews, wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And, Rishard, you just mentioned some of the acquisitions. You look at, as a whole, what Dennis Hickey has done so far, bringing in some free agents, including Brandon Albert, to fortify mm-hmm. that offensive line, Shelly Smith as well. What do you think about the big picture for this team going into the offseason?
You know, I think it's been great. You know, I like what the coaches and the staff are doing upstairs. And, you know, we're all excited, and, you know, the offensive line is great. You know, Pouncey's leading that up front, you know, so what more can you ask for? So, you know, we're all excited and ready to go.
What memory do you, I guess, relive a little bit from last season? Because you were thrusted into a position where you had to play and play at a high level. For me, it's that catch on along the sidelines where you had to kind of contort your body and catch the football and keep your feet in bounds. What are the memories you're going to bring back from last year that might help you going forward for this year?
Just trying to be a playmaker and being, you know, a reliable receiver, and just trying to make plays and contribute where I can. You know, like I said, you know, we're all excited for what Coach Lazor has for us. You know, we're ready to get the ball going, and, you know, I'm excited to go.
Now, Rishard, you talk about some of the memories that John was just asking you about. Last year, you had a great game, your best game as a pro against Dennis Hickey and the Tampa Bay mm-hmm. Buccaneers. Two touchdowns, 11 receptions. Mm-hmm. Is that something, when you see Dennis Hickey, you're going to remind him of that and say, hey, remember that going forward here?
No, I actually met him already, and he's a good guy. You know, I'm excited for what he has, but no, I didn't bring anything up like that, so.
But it's got to make you feel good because he knows that you have played well and he saw that firsthand. All right, so John asked you a little bit about the offense, what we can expect from some of the personnel, but Bill Lazor, is there anything you can tell us about him? The fans are really anxious to find out what kind of wrinkles, what he's bringing to the table as the offensive coordinator.
I mean, just the excitement he has, you know, with all the guys, the way he carries himself, you know, you could tell he's ready to go. You could tell, you know, he can't wait for everything to get started. And, I mean, all of us feel the same way. You know, walking around, just everybody's just real excited. You know, like I said, we got new additions upstairs and downstairs, and we're all just happy and ready to go.
Are you guys ready to take the next step, Rishard? I mean, isn't it – you get a little frustrating because you go from 7-9 to an 8-8 team that really felt like you were double digits. I mean, you do a couple more plays here and there, and you feel like you're a 10-11-win team, but that's not the reality of it. What gets you over the next step? What gets you a better relationship with Ryan Tannehill and Tannehill spreading the football out? What gets you guys over the hump in 2014?
Just putting that work in, you know, and all the guys are here, you know, in the building. I just got done working out. A lot of guys are in the building already working out. And, you know, like I said, you know, and keep saying, we're ready to go. And, you know, a lot of guys were trying to make plays last year, like myself. You know, I had a wide open drop I had in the Jets game. Man, can't get that out of my head.
Use that as a motivator?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think we all use, you know, as last season as a motivator, because we all feel upstairs and downstairs that we should have, you know, had a playoff run, and, you know, we fell short of that, and I think we're definitely use that as motivation for this next year.
Rashard, one of the positions here that we're talking about, obviously, with you is wide receiver, and that's one that from the outside looking in, people are saying, hey, there's some great depth there. When you talk about Mike Wallace, mm-hmm. you mentioned Brandon Gibson, Brian Hartline, yourself, mm-hmm. the way you emerge, Armon Bins coming off injury, yeah. Damian Williams was just signed, yeah. and I know when he was addressing the media on Friday, he talked about healthy competition and how mm-hmm. that's going to make everybody better. Is that the same way you look at it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you have more guys around that are, you know, as good as you and even better than you, you know, you go out there, you want to compete more every day. And, you know, bringing guys in like Damian, you know, I'm just excited to watch him play. You know, I watched him at USC. And, I mean, Brandon Gibson's coming back and Armand's coming back real healthy. He looks real good running routes. And, you know, Wallace and Hartline, we all look good and are ready to go.
All right, so next week, we got a week away. The offseason program really gets started. Yeah. What can we expect from that as far as the difference between what you've been doing and what you're going to be starting a week from now?
I mean, from me, just more pressure on myself. And, I mean, it's the same thing. Guys have already been working, so I don't really expect anything different other than, you know, us guys going out there to compete and have fun.
Rashard, really appreciate the time and taking the
Thanks,
time. We're going to see you next week, and I know you've been working hard already, so good luck as the off-season program officially gets going, and thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders.
Thank you.